Shabbos Perek Chof Gimel Mishnah Beis. Mana Adam Es Orchav Es Par Peroisav Mipiv. A person is allowed to count his guests and all the delicacies he's serving them from his mouth, meaning Bal Peh, Avalo Minaksav, but not from a written invitation list or a written list of all the delicacies. He has to do it by heart. The reason he can't do it from the Ksav, the Rav explains, he gives two reasons. The first reason is because we're afraid that he's going to erase from the list. The Taizanta brings Rashi. The reason we're afraid is that he's going to see the list. He's going to maybe be scared that he didn't bring enough food. And he's therefore going to erase some of the names or some of the foods from the list, so it doesn't look like he underprepared. The second reason given is because the Rav says that he's not allowed to read from Shtari Hedyotos on Shabbos. We don't allow him to read from a written invitation list because on Shabbos one should only be reading from Divrei Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, Sfarim. One should not be reading from these things on Shabbos. And the reason that one should only be reading from these things on Shabbos, as the Pasuk says, Mimtzochav Tzecha V'daber Dover, Dvarim Shel Chol should not be spoken on Shabbos, should not be read on Shabbos. Obviously for the halacha of one, what one is allowed to read on Shabbos and not, one should ask the Rav. Umafis imbanu vim b'nei beso al ha-shulchan, and a person is allowed to cast the lottery with his children and the people in his house that are being somich on his table. And the reason is we're going to see soon the issue of asmachta, where people are relying, when there's a lottery, any kind of lottery involved, people always think they're going to win. So sometimes there's an issue of asmachta, because it's almost like gezel, but that doesn't apply here because one guy is supporting everybody. The Rav explains that there's something missing in this Mishnah, which is a case that if people are not being somach on your table, rather they're guests, there on Yontif and on Shabbos too, obviously, one is not allowed to be mephis with them. He's not allowed to do some type of lottery of pieces that they would get. Obviously, with the people in his house, the reason he did these things is everybody would complain about what piece they were getting. So that's why he just did a lottery. With guests, one is not allowed to do this on Shabbos and Yontif at all. Taisus Yontif brings the Rambam. The reason is because it's like a kinyan. It's obviously not a kinyan, but it's like it a little bit. And therefore, one cannot do that on Shabbos or Yontif. However, in a case with guests, the Mishnah continues, and this would even apply if it's not on Shabbos and Yontif. Uvavashla yiskavan lasas mona gedola kneget kitana. Make sure that you don't have kavana to have one piece bigger than the other one. Mishum kuvya. Because this is similar to dice playing. And it's like gezel. Like the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings two reasons why a person that's a gambler is pusel from Eidus. One of the reasons is because of asmachta, because it's like gezel, meaning that when a person plays dice or things like that, he's being somach that he's going to win, and he would not have given his chelik, his dollar, whatever he gave to win the lottery, to win the dice, had he knew from the beginning that he was going to lose. So therefore, it's like gezel. So too here, even during the week, a person shouldn't play these games if he has guests over, if the portions were greater one from the other. But if he didn't have kavana, that one piece was greater than the other piece, then it's not a problem, during the week specifically. So just a quick recap, if it's the people of his own house, his children, and the people that are samach on him, anytime, even on Shabbos or Yontif, it's mutter to make a lottery, because the person that's in charge owns everything and he's giving everything to them. So even if it's one piece that's bigger than the other piece, it doesn't matter. And if it's guests, on Shabbos and Yontif, it's also even if it's similar pieces, and on every other day of the week, it's mutter. As long as one piece is not larger than the other, you didn't have kavana that one that pieces are larger than the other, then it's also even during the week. But the exception was that in the Beis HaMikdash, for the Kohanim, for Kochim that were shechted that day, they were allowed to make lots, that's Chaloshim, is lots on these Kochim. And Taisenta brings the Ram, the reason is, B'Shem the Rambam, is in order to be Mechabib the Mitzvah, that should be precious to them, so they made lots on them. Avalo Alamonos, but not on the portions from the previous day, and that's because, those Rishonim say, because it could have been done yesterday. But the ones from today, one can make lots in the Beis HaMikdash.